In a small Italian town, hundreds of years ago, a small business owner owed a large sum of money to a loan shark. The loan shark was an old, unattractive-looking guy that just so happened to fancy the business owner's daughter. He decided to offer the businessman a deal that would completely wipe out the debt he owed him. However, the catch was that he would only wipe out the debt if he could marry the businessman's daughter. Needless to say, this proposal was met with a look of disgust. The loan shark said that he would place two pebbles into a bag, one white and one black pebble. The daughter would then have to reach into the bag and pick out a pebble. If it was black, the debt would be wiped, but the loan shark would then marry her. If it was white, the debt will also be wiped, but the daughter wouldn't have to marry the loan shark. Standing on a pebble shoe path in the businessman's garden, the loan shark bent over and picked up two pebbles. While he was picking them up, the daughter noticed that he picked up two black pebbles and placed them into the bag. He then asked the daughter to reach into the bag and pick one. The daughter naturally had three choices as to what she could do. Refuse to pick up the pebble from the bag, take both pebbles out the bag and expose the loan shark for cheating, pick a pebble from the bag fully well knowing it was black, and sacrifice herself for her father's freedom. She drew out a pebble from the bag, and before looking at it, accidentally dropped it into the midst of the other pebbles. She then said to the loan shark, Oh, my bag, how clumsy of me. Never mind. If you look into the bag for the one that is left, you'll be able to tell which pebble I picked. The pebble left in the bag is obviously black, and seeing as the loan shark didn't want to be exposed, he had to play along and cleared her father's debt. If you're new to the Impact Secret Podcast show, welcome to the family. To my existing family, again, thank you for listening and joining. On this podcast show, we discuss entrepreneurship, faith, marketing, and personal development. I am your humble host, ED, for all you smart and educated folks out there. That just simply means Ed. Now, pull up to the dinner table. I got some stories to tell. Today's episode is called Cracking the Code. Cracking the Code. You see, in that story, the daughter had to make a decision. Do I sacrifice myself or do I sacrifice my father? See, the thing about it is sometimes in life we think we only have a couple options. But when you get with like-minded people, people that have a drive for success, they find ways to crack the code. And see, when I say cracking the code, I am talking about thinking differently. See, most people will say to you, I've tried everything. I've done everything. But have you? Because there are people that are having success in the same thing or same dream that you're chasing. What did they do differently? We never want to take it upon ourselves. We want to put the blame on every excuse of the why we couldn't do something. When you're cracking the code, you are finding, you are basically experimenting. I've never cracked a safe before, but if you allow me to use my imagination, I can imagine that the person is listening to how the safe will finally click if they scroll and put in the right numbers. See, being able to listen and understand what is going on and experimenting really is the purpose of life. You have to be able to experiment to understand how you're going to be able to crack that code. So you tried being able to build a company and that company failed. Okay, what did we learn? And what are we going to do better? Because if you don't do that, you're always going to take the victim mentality of saying, well, this is just not for me. Who told you that? Who told you that you wouldn't be, this is not for you? You know who's telling you that? You are. See, there's a difference between being able to pivot and completely just giving up and giving in. Pivot allows you to crack the code or experiment with something, and giving up allows you to do nothing. It just allows you to quit and give up. See, being able to find alternatives is always going to be, in certain situations, key. When you are chasing that vision or dream, you have to understand that you're going to have to keep doing things. And when you're doing certain things to achieve that dream, you may be doing something perfectly right, and then all of a sudden the market shifts, and you have to be able to be willing to make that shift. That's where that pivot comes in. Because if you're not, then what will happen is you will fall behind. A perfect example of this is when we have the pandemic. With the pandemic, a lot of businesses were affected by that, and truly so. But some businesses took a different approach. They cracked the code. They said, well, okay, I can have people, I still can provide a product, which is, let's say, my food, but I will have to do it in a unique way. Why don't I just create a drive-thru or a pickup where you can order online and come in and park in the parking lot, and I'll bring you your food. Others just gave in and said, well, I'll just wait for this to pass. You can't do that. With a mindset of being able to crack the code, you have to be able to think, okay, this is my problem. How do I solve it? And what do I need to do to make sure that I am constantly, I like this one, staying on swivel. And staying on swivel is basically being flexible, to life, to whatever is being thrown your way, that you know that no matter what, you will be able to push through and grow through the opportunity. A lot of businesses are striving because of the foresight to say, I'm going to think of an alternative way. We started, you know what's so interesting is, it's funny, the ones that started off as a food truck and then transitioned into the restaurant piece and are stuck because they got comfortable with having the restaurant and, you know, having, you know, chairs and a dining room and all of that, but they forgot their roots. The root was of how they got there was they had the food truck. So sometimes you have to, that's why it's important to respect the process and enjoy the process of what you're going through. Because if you don't, if at any point, you're not going to know how to respond when you're hit by life. So family, I hope that you work on finding ways to crack the code, whether it's cracking the code in your marriage, cracking the code in your career, cracking the code in your entrepreneur journey, whatever you're trying to get the combination to be great and be successful, you gotta trust the process and keep working and keep believing in yourself. I believe in you. Until next time, this is your humble host, ED, and this is the podcast show that makes people change the way that they think. Until next time, I'm out.